USA Radio News.
Ukraine officials are pushing back against President Biden's claims that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky brushed off U.S. warnings of an impending Russian invasion right before the start of the Russia-Ukraine war. Now, President Biden made the comments while speaking to donors in Los Angeles, California, about his continued support for Ukraine. The IRS will be increasing the standard mileage rates in the middle of the year instead of the end. And this is all in response to rapidly rising gas prices. Three of the four mileage rates will increase by 4 cents per mile. The mileage rates that were increased are used to calculate tax deductions and will go into effect July 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack revealed at its inaugural hearing that former President Donald Trump's top Republican allies in Congress sought pardons after the January 6th insurrection. At the hearing, the panel's Vice Chair Liz Cheney named only one Republican member of Congress, Congressman Scott Perry, who sought a presidential pardon for his effort to overturn the 2020 election results. The committee did not elaborate on which other House Republicans were asking for pardons. A U.S. tourist who threw an electric scooter down Rome's Spanish Steps has been banned for life from the site. The 28-year-old U.S.-American traveler was caught on tape. After reviewing the footage, the police caught up with the woman and her companion and fined them $400 each. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Taiwan's government is threatening to take Beijing to the World Trade Organization after China suspended the import of grouper fish from the island, saying it had detected banned chemicals. Taiwan's Council of Agriculture has dismissed the accusation, saying there was nothing wrong with the fish and they would provide the data to China and requested a response from them. Now, this is not the first time the two have had an agricultural issue. Last year, China suspended imports of pineapples, sugar apples, and wax apples from Taiwan, citing concerns about pests, which Taiwan strongly denied. Smithfield Foods, which is the largest pork processor in the world, will be closing its Vernon, California plant and reducing its hog herd in the West. The company that processes pork for Farmer John's brand said the closure is mainly attributed to the, quote, escalating cost of doing business in California, end quote. It comes as the state rolls out a new law requiring livestock to be given more spacious confinements. Workers at the plant will be offered financial and transition assistance, including the option to relocate to other Smithfield facilities, the company said. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.